Well, hello guys, as we know, there's a war out there. Of course, men didn't start it, femons did. Well, the feminists got them all riled up anyway. And of course, the biggest thing femons are saying is, they can do anything a man can do, and they can do it better. The trouble is, in reality, they can't. They're trying to compete against men, and they will lose. Because nature made them for something else. If they stopped trying to be men and be femons, they would realize that. They are the breeders and the femons that will look after young children and bring them up to be their mothers. But of course the trouble is all these femons out there are trying to be just like men. But they're not built like men, mentally or physically. And they're trying to put a square peg in a round hole. It's almost as if they really hate themselves for who they really are. Why they believe that giving birth to life isn't an important thing anymore. Being a good, caring mother isn't an important thing anymore. Time and evolution and nature has made us the way we are. Men were built for something, and femons were built for something, but they never were meant to be the same something. Because what's the point in making two different humans to do the same job? If that was the case, they would just make one human. The modern femons of today have become very greedy, and it will be their downfall. They don't want to share anything. They want it all. I wonder if any modern femons think about the way it was many years ago for femons, who had to look after the home, look after the children, and get the supper ready. And everything was provided for her, and she was taken care of very well, and was far more respected than the femons of today. I bet to a lot of femons out there now, it would seem like a dream job. But it's funny, men generally win at that as well, and I don't mean being a mother, I mean at cooking. Most of the well-known good chefs are men. Being a man like I am, I don't like to brag, of course. But well done, guys. Well done.